Are those warm, those shoes? They look like construction shoes.
No, they're paper thin. I edged them down with sandpaper to thin them out. No, they're not insulated. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Good. I'm excited. This is great.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
I'm nobody.
New buddy?
Yeah.
Nobody.
I haven't seen.
I like nobodies.
That's good. Then that makes me feel.
It's
nice.
Better to. This honestly, talking to a nobody would be is better than
talking to a somebody. Fucking
that are calling themselves somebodies.
I miss straight nobody though.
That's cool. We're nobodies too.
Yeah.
We're semi nobody status.
I haven't seen you since Skankfest when I was smoking a cigarette right before you went on and you were sick.
Oh yeah, I was definitely sick at Skankfest. I don't know. I think just Vegas is so gross. You just get sick as soon as you get off. I remember getting off the plane and just all the people that were congregating by the Ubers, and I was like, why am I here? It is like Dante's Inferno.
Scooch in and get closer. But make sure that, because this thing is going to, you want this in a little bit and then get on the mic too. The closest, you want to probably be right up on this
microphone. Okay, is this close enough?
Yeah.
I also am not very loud, so I will project.
Yeah, you got to just be close to the
mic.
I'll
turn you up.
Okay.
He's turning you up.
There we go.
Thank you.
Chris, we're going to show, we'll show her the ropes and then we'll show you the ropes.
Yeah. No, you looked pissed. You walked into a room with 9 guys smoking cigarettes the size of this room, and you were sick.
I think that's what you were.
And I was like, wow,
you can't escape smoke at Skankfest. It's like they let you smoke inside everywhere, then outside is smoking. It's just there's smoke everywhere. It's like and cigar. Then there's a cigar place. You're like,
ugh.
How much smoke do we need here?
I felt the vibes at Skankfest are classy.
Very classy.
Ooh, classy.
It's a return to elegance, to American elegance.
Yeah.
That's why they let you smoke inside.
I thought it was at the Antiques Roadshow.
Do you think that are they allowed to smoke or they're just doing it?
Who, at Skankfest?
Yeah.
You're
like inside, inside you are?
I'm sure you have to be allowed to do that.
Yeah, I think 15 years ago you would have been watching fucking bony crack whores getting their back clapped out. So a cigarette is nothing.
That actually sounds better.
True.
Than smoking.
Yeah, the cigarettes were a constant. But the look on your, I remember making a remark. I'm like, I don't know who this broad is, but she's pissed.
She's pissed. I guess too, and I'm sick, and there's just smoke everywhere. You're like, come on.
Yeah, you were like, oh, and I'm like,
I'm struggling to breathe already.
Mm-hmm. And I was so fucked up. I was like, I'm not putting this cigarette out, even though she's pissed. And I know.
The thing is, I enjoy a cigarette from time to time, but when I'm sick, it's just like I'm already can't breathe, and it just makes me not breathe less.
You travel a lot for comedy, right?
I'm gonna stop and just move here.
Do you get sick all the time?
Sometimes it depends. I've gone overseas and traveling a lot then, and I've gotten sick a couple times when I was with Louie.
Since we started doing this, I've been getting sick fucking 10 times a year, man.
Yeah.
So I finally spoke to my PCP, and he told me
you finally spoke to your detective.
I wish I had a detective.
I don't know why.
My detective.
Yeah. My detective is a friend who's a cop, and I'll be like, hey, can you run this guy's plate for me? That's my detective.
What the hell are you running guys' plates for?
That's a 90s comedy movie.
I want to know where he lives.
Some hot guy.
Tell me where he lives.
Yeah.
So my doctor told me to get this stuff, and I have been getting sick a lot less. And you should also do a neti pot.
What is the stuff?
It's vitamins.
Just vitamins?
Yeah.
What's the vitamin?
I don't know. It has 25 things in it.
What is it called something?
We're nerds. We'll know it. I'm a nerd anyway.
I could look it up. I'm not gonna remember off the top of my head.
I have a neti pot. I do that.
The neti pot helps.
You put garlic cloves up your nose sometimes.
I do that. Oh yeah, I do.
Does that help?
I thought you were joking for a second, but then I remembered.
You could also put it in your pussy if you have a yeast infection.
I gotta remember to put stuff in my pussy.
I'm gonna tell my wife.
Does she have a yeast infection?
She's got a barking, frothing pit bull mouth of a pussy.
Oh wow, yeah. Stick some cloves up there.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever done that before?
No, but I had a friend who had chronic yeast infections, and she was just you have to put a string of garlic. Yeah. you put a string in them so you can pull it out.
What's her first and last name?
I'm not gonna say that.
She's just the sluttiest friend you ever had.
Dolly Parton.
Yeah, she's like, oh my god, I have a yeast infection again. You're like, you fuck everybody. she doesn't stop.
She wasn't even fucking everyone. That's the sad part.
She's telling you.
I don't think you get yeast infection from fucking on. I think you get STDs.
The garlic cloves did the trick though in the nose.
In the nose.
Yeah. Because I was so, I had so much mucus in my system, and we were doing stand up, so I didn't want to sound like I do right now.
Did you look that up, or you just knew to do
Someone,
it?
Okay. The Daniel, this Filipino guy told me. to do it.
Okay. And you believed him because he's Filipino. Yes. Got it.
Yes. Well, he was really convincing. He was like, "Mala."
It worked.
That sounds 100%. Very Filipino.
Shout out to Damiel.
Yeah.
So how long did you have to leave it up your nose?
Like 20 seconds. Yeah. It starts
20 seconds up your nose and then you're cured.
It burns. Cured. Yeah. No, it makes your nose start running. It like what all that stuff that's congestion, it starts to flow out and you blow it out. But it does work.
I was addicted to like sinus sprays for a couple years.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because I would get sick and I would use it because I couldn't breathe. Mm. And I keep doing more and more. I was like down, I was using like a bottle a day.
Really?
Yeah. And I mean, it wasn't really even helping. I was just like spraying so much into my nose.
You were like Steve-O on the Whippet cans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I got off of it. I got off the hard stuff.
What was your brand of choice?
I think it was like Vicks or Sinex or something.
I like Vicks. Yeah. I could get into a Vicks addiction.
Vicks is good. Yeah.
Vicks is like
some
a
Vicks going.
I'm going to get Vapo Vicks rub. Yeah.
I'm just always going to have Vapo rub on my chest.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Just like honestly, that's like being mom's little angel.
Put it right under here too, like a Hitler mustache of Vicks.
Yeah.
Mine's getting short. Cool. I'll do it. I'll just like do Vapor rub right here.
Put it right on your mustache.
My little Hitler mustache. I will. Fuck, that's
good.
You
need garlic.
Do you feel sick right now?
I'm so congested. I have sinusitis or something. Just perpetual. I don't know. I think it's my body type. It's my build. Too muscular.
too much muscle.
Too muscular. That's why your body is rejecting
My body's rejecting it.
Yeah. It's just making mucus because you're too big.
Yeah.
Squeezing it out. It's in the sets.
It's like a rally of all your insides coming together.
Chris, can we get garlic here?
Like right the second you're going to do it?
I mean,
I would love this.
If someone goes out and gets it today, that'll be cool.
I'll get Kyle.
You worked at a doctor's office, right?
Don't disturb Kyle, though.
You worked at a doctor's office, right?
I've worked at many doctor's offices.
Is that your deal?
Doing what?
Is that like your career before?
That's my career. Yeah.
Pre-comedy career?
I was a secretary. That was my career.
Oh, cool.
Medical records, medical billing?
No, I did medical billing. I actually worked in a law office for many years before comedy, but I did that. For billing stuff?
Yeah.
Sure.
She's a coder.
I'm a coder, yeah.
The color tabs on those big files?
Mm-hmm.
What do those mean?
You come to me.
Yeah.
They're just the letters of the alphabet. That's it.
I can see that.
My favorite part of working in the doctor's office and what I learned there is you can call in prescriptions for yourself. So I wouldn't have insurance and I would just call in like amoxicillin for me. I'd call in for my friends. Mm. I only prescribed a couple things, but when you didn't have insurance.
You stayed ethical.
I try to just prescribe what I know.
One time you did something, but what was the worst one you did?
That's it, because you have to know what to call in. So you can't like call in like
Vicodin.
Yeah, they're not going to let you do that.
Yeah, you just do it real sloppy. You're like, 80 Vicodins. You're like, all right, you piece of shit.
150 Vicodin, please.
Like, all right, you junkie bitch, like, come suck my dick.
They're like, that seems like a lot. That seems kind of high.
Yeah.
For like, a toothache.
Oh, no, he really hurt his arm bowling.
My arm is swollen.
That's a wild
place. Can we see a clip of your stand-up?
Like where?
Just on YouTube. Can we look it up?
Ooh, that sounds terrible.
Is there something funny we can see that you've done that we can watch, we can show the fans?
I mean, on Instagram, you could probably go and see some
clips.
You're
about to get dozens of new fans.
Over 12.
At least one dozen.
At least 12?
I think so.
36,
I think
that'll 48. Really,
that'll, a couple hundred,
that'll push 60, me right over the edge.
A couple hundred people watch this. What's a good clip of here on your Instagram?
That one's good.
How do you pronounce your last name?
Appalucci.
Oh, I like that.
My mother's
Is that the Ari connection,
and
the
that's
Judaism?
How you get it. And
I'm not really very though.
Mm-hmm.
I thought she was in the Holocaust. I told a lot of people that. My mom was like, you know, she was also just born in the Bronx. Like, well, she had a much longer train ride.
I don't know. I hate watching stand-up for myself.
I understand.
It's brutal.
Yeah. But I've looked at your stuff. It's pretty solid. I like it. I think it's funny.
Oh, thanks.
How many followers do you have here?
I mean, a lot. 44,000.
That's good.
That's actually not good.
That's pretty good.
Tell the comedy clubs that.
Yeah.
They beg to differ.
Comedy bait sellers not kowtowing to.
What'd you say about the CEO getting shot? Can we see the third clip there, Chris? What's her take?
Isn't it weird if you shot a CEO in the head?
I don't think that I really.
You're not in.
No.
Are you in this clip?
I do have a take on it.
What's your take on it?
Well, first, Italians are back, which that makes me happy.
Yeah.
Also, the CEO doesn't like work for like your sick grandmother. They work for the shareholders, so like, he's doing his job by denying all the claims.
Yeah.
And if you're not denying a lot of, oh, this is going in and out.
What, the sound? It's probably the headphones.
Oh.
You're playing with that right there.
Oh, God, sorry. That's my ADD.
This connection right here, just make sure that stays
okay.
On. We got to get military-grade headphone connectors, Chris. Can you add that to the list?
Yeah,
Kyle, go grab that real quick.
Kyle, can you run to the military real quick, grab some connectors?
So it doesn't work for your sick grandma.
Yeah, so like, I think what was it? Kaiser Permanente was like denying the least amount of claims. Like, they're probably, their CEO is going to get fired.
He's getting fired?
He should. He's only denying like 7% of the claims.
You wanted to deny more.
Yeah, that's how you make money for the shareholders. And also, if you want social, we have socialized healthcare. It's like going to the hospital and giving them a fake name. I do that all the time. That's my take on the CEO.
That sound, don't cut that sound out. I have to roll back my take on that, by the way, because I was sympathetic to the CEO.
Mm-hmm.
Not sympathetic, but there were all the people cheering for his assassination are.
Yeah.
They're leftists. The average leftist, the reason why they're a leftist is because they know subconsciously that they're too ugly and too inept to make it on their own, that they have to invert the power structure and become the recipient of other people's wealth just for being an ugly fucking wreck. That's the way a lot of leftists work.
Interesting.
I don't mean to get political on you here.
No, this is very, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I do well on political stuff. I don't follow even what's going on. I didn't even vote.
The way to do it is to not follow what's going on and just use your instinct.
Yes.
That's what you should do.
I hope somebody will shoot down those congestion price things in New York. That would actually be a lot more helpful than shooting
the MTA?
I don't know. They have to take down all those cameras so they can't scan our license plates.
Do you like how fast those rolled out? Are they up already?
They're up. It started.
Okay. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, $9 now to go below, I think, 61st Street.
Wow. Chris, there's a link for it. There's a link. The MBTA is such a failure. The MTA, whatever, Metro Transit Authority? So this is unbelievable. Sam, you're going to love this.
It's crazy.
Because I don't want people to get the wrong idea about the CEO assassination. But you saw the British grooming gangs stuff?
No.
Okay. Elon, he put a lot of attention on this now. And I think it is true that he deliberately put attention on this to take attention away from the H-1B thing. But whatever. The solution to the grooming gang thing is
voting.
That's the only where there are a lot of the stage of the breakdown, the societal breakdown right now. I wish it could be solved with a good old fashioned hearty American debate and free speech, but in Britain in particular, the only solution is people with
voting.
Mm-hmm.
Guns. I want a gun.
They can't get guns. They got to get. It just has to be
voting.
Mm. Oh, I'm not talking about. I'm not talking about like in Britain. In America. Yeah. I want a gun.
Get one.
We need guns.
I want my whole car to have guns everywhere.
We need guns on the cars. We need all that.
Yeah,
we
you should get one right in your like passenger seat headrest.
Everywhere. I want
like,
it everywhere.
Pointing at the person on the side of you that you'd probably shoot. Like, oh, this fucking asshole. And all you have to do is like hit the trigger because it's already aimed at them.
Yeah, I want multiple ones.
There is something evil about relishing like when you like the Hollywood burning down stuff.
Mm.
I know people watching this, they're gonna be like,
yeah,
yeah, exactly. And it is I do believe God wants California to burn.
You know what's weird? I believe that.
Do you think it's just like maybe Rogan wants it to burn so everyone else will move to Austin?
That too.
Rogan's a big real estate play.
But
no,
I think
he wants everyone in Austin. He's a good guy.
Us,
he likes everyone to go there.
Hmm.
For us humans to root for that violence, I don't know if that's
I'm not rooting for that.
I don't know if it's a righteous thing. It doesn't feel good.
The only violence I want is if it benefits me.
Yeah.
So whatever takes those congestion pricing down is what I want.
What was the grooming?
Kill all those people.
What was the grooming thing
since the 90s, is it Pakistanis? Pakistanis have been raping hundreds of thousands of British white girls.
When? Like what?
Since like 1996 or something.
All right.
Is there like a list that they're keeping of all the girls are raping?
Probably. I mean, I think it is. I think you can dig for statistics and find this stuff. Oh, since the 70s. So this has been going on since the 1970s. Mm. And it's hundreds of thousands. Is it hundreds of thousands? I don't even know.
Yeah.
It's whatever the number is.
Is it like the Sweden thing, like the public thing where like you live in Sweden, you're a hot Swedish girl, you're getting your ass fingered?
It's more organized. I think in Sweden, you just go outside and get
Yeah.
But here, it's these Pakistani guys, they're like gangs. Gotcha. Is it Pakistanis?
Pakistanis.
They call it, they call them Asians. That's the other thing. British Pakistanis, there you go.
No, they call them Asians,
that's funny. These pesky Asians doing more like they always do.
But they're doing as like a gang? Or it's like one-on-one?
Eight of them surrounded.
But it's one-on-one? It feels very unfair if it's like multiple people.
They don't have a chance.
That's like not fair at all.
It's not one-on-one the way that we know where you have a fight. It's a good battle.
It should be somebody that's like similar in size and stature.
Exactly.
That's
it's like slap fair. Fight league. You know that's the slap fighting stuff?
Mm-hmm.
It should be like that.
Yeah, it should be like you have a shot.
Yeah, you have it. And they should take turns. Like you get to grope, but then they hit you back. That's how it should be.
It just feels like these Pakistani guys are like weak and they can't just do it. They have to gang up.
Yeah. They have to gang up.
That's how
on
they
them.
Do it.
It's, yeah.
It the seems, that seems like a very unfair way to.
But like, I think if you want to me, me like a man.
But I think
one
that
on one.
One
only,
on one.
The only solution to this UK stuff is probably vigilante violence. I don't think there's any other solution.
I support that.
Yeah. One, I like the grenade, like an M80, like a small legal firework, like an M80.
Mm-hmm.
A toss, light it, walk at them. Hey, heads up! And they're like, "What? Up!" And
that would be amazing if that happened.
That's the best way to do it.
If you could stick dynamite up a rapist ass, that mm-hmm. seems like the best way to do it.
You can't do an ollie, but you have it on the bottom of a skateboard, and you blow their legs off.
It's a bicycle seat.
It's a challenge.
And now all their have to be done with their arms. They have to like crawl around.
Mm. And
it's like a video game at that point.
Yeah, let's see how many people you're gonna now.
Not that many. Probably a few.
They're still going to probably have a gang of 20, though.
Definitely a few.
Have you ever had a public groping on in a New York subway?
You're going to have to stomp 20 of these legless guys out as they crawl around trying to rape you. It's like Chris's nightmare.
Just to get milk, it's like, what a chore.
This is the nightmare that Chris told me he has every night without fail, is 20 legless guys trying to rape him. They're crawling after him.
They walk on their hands, like a handstand.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And then they plop on your face. They sit on your face.
They're going to really build up arm strength, though.
And they keep saying, we want the schmoody. Which
you don't understand.
I don't know. What is the schmoody? Is that his last name?
It's
the booty.
It's the booty.
Oh.
When it's blown off.
You guys have your own language.
When you want Chris's booty, you want the schmoody.
Oh, how'd you even know that?
Sorry, Chris.
Have you gotten groped on the subway ever or anything?
I don't take the subway. I'm not poor.
Good for you. Mm-hmm. Is the subway really that bad?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's always been kind of bad, but it seems way worse now. I had like three people I know that have gotten attacked in the last couple of months.
No
it just
shit.
Seems like it's a lot higher.
Sorry to hear
I
that.
I think there's a lot more crazy people and, you know, we're not going to treat mental illness, so.
The other thing is there's the crazy people. Any U.S. city, there's like less than 1,000 people that if you just lock them up permanently or kill them, all the problems would go away.
Kill them.
Right, yeah.
It's these repeat offender guys that they let out.
I know. Don't let them out. Just fucking kill them.
Drown them in a shipping container.
Or lock them up forever. Whatever it takes. But should be like a three strikes rule in effect.
Use them as fishing bait or something. It'd be funny. Make a fun.
Could boil them.
Fun killing.
People would pay for it and then use the tax money to build new subways.
Use the tax money to take out that congestion pricing. Whatever we got to do.
This guy, I mean, the problem, and I mean, union jobs, believe it or not, on the MTA are going to become a problem. There's going to be a new set of eyes on this stuff between fire pensions, police pensions, and union jobs, which is a nice segue to our next point.
They're getting too greedy?
They're getting a little too greedy, and they really need to do some introspective, some introspection.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, let me highlight. This is the MTA chairperson, and you tell me if you would buy a car from this guy.
Okay.
$19 billion, I believe, at the MTA for 2024.
Budget.
Reminds me of Michael Douglas.
Listen, this is, as you said, this is...
Yo, get this. No offense. Brazilian. Out of here.
I'm not really...
Carrying 6 million people a day? How is that even possible?
I like that. He says 6 million immediately.
We have to pay a lot of people, and 80% of our costs is wages and pensions and benefits. No question. We have to pay a lot of people to deliver that service. But the bottom line is congestion pricing is about the benefits.
It's not. It's still a ton of traffic.
Is it
money for the MTA, but about lower traffic, cleaner air, safer streets, and a more functioning economy. That's the goal. That's why London did it. And that's
doing great.
London's so safe and cool. I love London.
It will take us a little longer to raise the statutorily required $15 billion, but we have enough work going on that we can continue to make progress on rebuilding the subway system. In the meantime, it's been a net positive.
So there's a job that they all get paid to do. That's the next, Chris, you have that slide right there. The MTA pays mechanics almost $100,000 to do a job that pays 6 hours. So they basically have guys waiting around. It's called fucking the dog in the union.
Okay.
You ever hang out with like a union guy?
No.
So a couple of my friends are like union electricians, and you know, I smoke weed with them and shit. Like they hang out. They call it fucking the dog. It's like where you go hide in like a boiler room for 5 hours and get paid.
Oh, that actually sounds great.
Yeah, kind of. You know, it's funny at first. You're like, I don't see a problem. And then you're like, oh, I get it. Yeah. And then they all become fat, and you're like, oh yeah, you guys are like getting kind of used. And then the job's like, why is it like running? Why does the suicide net on the Golden Gate Bridge cost $125 million? And because all the bridge painters and bridge guys that are making $140 an hour are fucking the dog for a grand a day.
Right.
And you're like, oh fuck. And then so the MTA is doing this where they basically have to pay. There's just no oversight of like programs. So everybody just gets to the clock, and no one gives a fuck. Like, there's no eyes on it at all. You know, the cops just got busted. There was that black lady that got the cop that got caught trying to fuck the lady, the hot black chick cop.
Remember that? I have no idea.
She was making $400,000 a year as a cop.
Jesus.
In overtime, and they were like, "What's this all about?" And she was like, "He tried to fuck me."
Oh, so then they're just paying her to not.
No. She was like, "Why?" Her boss was like, "I'm not going to keep approving all your overtime unless you suck my dick."
Oh.
And then she was like, "Well," and then she kind of like there was a light on it. They're like, "Why is a fucking sergeant making $440 a year?"
That's a lot of money.
It's mad money. And then they were like, "Why does she? You know, why do these New York cops have beach houses in the Hamptons and shit?" And then she was like, "Well, he was trying to make me suck his dick." And then they were like, "Well, no card here." What do you mean approval? You know, it was like this big clusterfuck. I've always hated firemen.
Mm-hmm.
I know New York's just sensitive to firemen, but I've always known firemen as pieces of shit who have side jobs, and they get paid on the clock, and they're running like a landscaping business or a blog.
I love that. I would think you would like that.
I hate that.
You hate that.
Well, because
it's fat. If you or your friend is, I'm sorry, this is just, I got to do this right now.
No, I hate that. Yeah, it's just,
if you or your buddy is getting a gig like that, you're happy for them because they don't, you know, whatever. But it is like brings society grinding to a halt.
Right. We have to pay firemen $150,000 because you're a chief.
Do they make that much money?
They make bank, buddy. $200,000 a year, overtime cops. Like the guys.
I know, but I feel like if you're going to go into a fire and maybe die from it, maybe you also have a landscaping business.
Buildings don't burn down.
Never?
What building material in the last 40 years is like a, like we're putting out frying pan fires for like over dramatic.
LA is burning down right now.
Well, that's a forest. That's a different animal. But they defunded that.
Yes, they did.
I'm talking about city, like Philly, New York, Boston. These are brick buildings. You're going up a third story walk up because your overdramatic aunt had like a frying pan fire because she fucking took a pill too long and fell asleep at watching Days of Our Lives. And then her Elio's pizza burned in the fire.
Days of Our Lives, good show.
Right. Right. And that she was so into it. She's like, I forgot about my Elio's. And then you have.
You don't forget about Elio's.
Yeah. And then, well.
Maybe DiGiorno.
Maybe
it
was
Elio's.
A DiGiorno. Yeah, it was a DiGiorno. But now there's 10 firemen making $300 an hour trying to put out like a small pizza. And there's like 90 fire trucks blocking 3,000 people trying to go to work because they want to be suspenders and make a calendar and then fuck women while their husbands are at work.
Listen, I still, I'm fine with it. I support anarchy. I don't care. I want chaos.
Oh, good. Yeah, I like that. Do you know what the real anarchy symbol looks like? This is
something
I just found out this. No. Look up real anarchy symbol. I just found this out this week.
Is it a dove?
It's the devil.
No, it's just a little more neat. You can go to images. You'll find it right away. It's neat.
It's Chris, an A. That's like for my name. Now I definitely love that.
It's the neat one, though.
Which one?
The first one? Yeah.
Like a Benz, but A for Adrian. Yep. Now I love that.
Yeah. Isn't that neat?
That's very cool.
Pretty cool.
They did a rebrand.
Is that it now?
No. It's always been like a chaos, order through chaos.
Oh, they make it orderly here?
Yeah, it's like the Joker got, it became like bought a suit. The Joker went to Brooks Brothers and got a nice suit.
The Joker's renting space at WeWork. Can you, Chris, can you turn my headphones down a tiny little bit? Oh.
So you're praying for it.
Praying for anarchy? Yeah. We're like kind of there, I think.
We're close.
I just watched videos. There's like a guy that was just in New York, just like pushed a person in front of, like, now they're just pushing people they don't even like know. It's not like you fucked my wife. It's like you're close to the edge.
Was it a gay guy though?
And
I'm not saying because he was gay.
No, but I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But I feel like in New York, it's good possibility.
The kid, some schizophrenic.
I know.
We'll bleep that out. Don't worry.
But why did he? It was a 23-year-old kid just pushing some 42-year-old kid on the tracks, right? Did he die? The guy die?
I think he did.
Oh God.
I mean, even if he didn't die, it's like he's not going to be great.
He's not going to be good after that.
Yeah, it's like
right. He's not going to go back to work at Twitter for. No, not Twitter. Where did he probably work? WeWork.
WeWork?
Yeah.
He might not even had a job.
That's why he was taking
That's
going to
suck if you marry somebody and they get, like, disabled and you don't even get a lawsuit out of it. And now you're, like, taking care of your dumb husband or wife and they have no money and there's no fucking money for a Benz.
And you're sucking on a piss tube.
And you're like, I should have divorced you last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When I wanted to.
Now it looks bad.
Fuck, now I got to pull like a case at Chili's where someone doesn't refer to you as the right
name. I need
name.
A second job because you are doing nothing at home.
What's the worst job you ever had? Have you had a lot of jobs?
I have. I mean, I worked in a lot of offices.
Mm-hmm.
I think the worst job I ever had, I worked at like a bagel place when I was like young. And, you know, I'd get home at like 4 o'clock, sleep for 20 minutes, and I had to be there by 5.
Really?
5 in the morning?
Yeah.
Ugh.
In Queens?
No, in the Bronx.
In the Bronx?
I lived in the Bronx, yeah.
In New York City your whole life?
Yeah.
Mm. Wow. Is it near Yale?
No.
No.
Yale? No.
Isn't Yale? No, not Yale. I'm sorry. Columbia? Is Columbia in the Bronx? No, that's
Do you mean Einstein Hospital?
Why do I... Einstein. Never mind. Don't mind me. I'm stupid.
I mean, I may just not know. I've lived in the Bronx my whole life. I go like 10 blocks in it, so...
Really?
It's possible that in that 11th or 12th block, that's where that stuff is.
Wow. What was the name of the bagel shop that you worked at?
Einstein.
Fucking bagels. No, I have no idea.
Einstein
I don't
Brothers
remember. I don't remember.
Right. Work them hard, but no.
That was a terrible job.
It was just a bad job.
What was bad about it?
Going to work at 5 a.m.
The time.
Yeah. And everyone's upset. They want, you know, scallion fucking cream cheese on their bagel and...
Yelling at you. Any, do you remember any cunts that jumped off the page at you? That jump off the page in your memory?
Not really. No, it's just like people wanting dumb bagels and coffee and shit.
What's the best job you ever had?
I don't know. What do you define by best? Like where you got away with the most stuff?
No. Well, why would you define it that way? Are you a thief?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm for anarchy. I already told you this.
Would that be your, if we are in a state of total chaos. A
state of total chaos, yes.
Would you be a burglar?
I think I would do everything. I would just like, if somebody like pissed me off, I'd just shoot him right in the head.
Really?
Yeah. Cool. I'd be like, wait, I want your family to see. Where's your family at?
Get in. My
van.
And then I'd
also shoot them.
Nice. Okay.
Wow. So it's just, like, we could do whatever we want. Yeah, I'm shooting everyone.
You're just evil.
Am I evil or am I taking advantage of the system?
I mean, I would call that evil.
I'm not going to shoot everybody.
Just the people.
But you're also not going to take my parking spot.
Yeah. You're going to have a
border. Some feuds that go way back.
So we're just bringing respect back into the mix.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I guess, yeah, I'm going to have to steal also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, stealing's cool.
Well, you have to steal to get by.
I would be
How else could you make a living?
We should be in the Pacific Palisades right now, looting the shit out of all those producers' houses.
Mm. But they're already... Isn't everything just fucking burning?
Well, you got to get in there before it's
still worth money. You got to get in there before, yeah.
It's still worth something.
You got to get in before it's all...
There's copper in there.
I would have a cat
Ooh,
on me,
could
so
sell
I'm
it.
Like, I found a cat. I would just keep the cat with me, so if the cops ever came, they'd be like, the lady was a kitty cat, and I'd have bags full of underneath the cat.
There's a video of a fireman, like a dog came over to him while he's like putting out the fire, and he's just petting the dog. I thought that was sweet. And then also while he's petting the dog, he's like, we're not really shooting the water grate.
He's fucking up. So
yeah, it's like, I see why these...
He should have sprayed the dog
Why
with
it's
the
not
fire.
Like stopping, because mm-hmm. you're just kind of spraying.
What do we have for links? What do we have for links to look at, Chris Topher?
Do you have a dog now?
Anything good?
I do.
Yeah.
She's at the hotel.
She really? Oh, you take her with you?
Yeah, I say she's a service dog, but she's not.
Who rescued you? Fucking.
If she's a pug, and I'll bring her on the plane.
Really?
Because she's a service dog.
Don't pugs stink?
No, they go like this.
Well, she's half pug, half Boston Terrier, so.
Does she stink?
No. I mean, as a person, she stinks, but.
What's her name?
Peggy Sue. Yeah.
How long have you had her?
4 years.
Wow. What'd you get? Did you get her in New York?
No, I drove to Georgia during the pandemic.
Nice.
For fun?
I mean, for this dog.
To rebel against the lockdown?
Fucking dog people, man. How did you, what was in this dog's eyes that was like,
she's so cute. She had like green eyes. I'm a sucker for light eyes.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
She's very cute.
Sammy's got blue. I got hazel.
Wow.
What do we have for links, Chris? Anything good? What is this guy talking
about? Any preface on this, Nick?
Oh, yeah. This is just more of the same MTA stuff, but you'll like this.
We got to start a homeless foundation.
I'm a public administrator. How much do you make? $242,000 a year. Can you describe what you do in one sentence? I oversee homeless programs for a very large nonprofit in the city of Los Angeles. That's a big role. And what's your biggest struggle in that job? Not enough housing, not enough housing, not enough housing.
All right, today we're going to expose
that's good.
This.
That's good. That's all you need to see.
Not enough housing. Well, there's a lot of homeless people now in L.A., so she's going to be quite busy.
Yeah, well, she's too busy eating pussy, that specific woman, that fucking ugly-ass Gary Busey. Yeah. But $242 a year to make.
That's a lot of money.
Bro. Like, that stuff drives me bananas.
Yeah. What do you think she actually does?
Eats pussy all day.
Just, like,
annoys
shuffles
everybody.
Paper around?
Yeah. Fucking calls mayors. She's
like, we still don't have any places. Guess I'm going to do nothing.
Honestly, this is the way the phone call goes. You're the mayor of San Francisco.
Okay.
Give me a call.
Ring, 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 ring.
Oh, hey, Mayor. Mayor Appalucci, how are you?
I'm okay. How you doing?
Oh, it's really, really busy. Honestly, we're working really hard. I want to let you know that we are fighting to keep the unhoused housed.
Okay, listen, I'm also doing the same thing, so.
I know. The program that you implemented, we've got everybody working. Everybody's happy that they have jobs and we feel safe. And we are striving.
Please don't send any of your homeless people to us. We have, like, a lot.
Oh.
That's the bad news.
The bad news is we can't
I'm on the
anymore.
Line, too. I'm the other.
Are you the homeless
a three-way
person?
Call.
I'm the other $250,000-a-year guy. Yeah, there's Nick everywhere.
And, he's new here. Please don't.
I call it like I see it. Listen. They're
New Yorker.
All over the place. They're like bugs. Okay. We have no idea what to do.
He's a Jets fan from New York. I'm sorry. We just hired him.
They're making more of them every day. They're coming out new
She's
ones
like,
every
somebody's
day.
Somebody's got to fire this guy.
Help.
I technically, you know the rules. I can't under employment 101C. I can't fire
your
him.
Arms are tied.
Bad news, guys. They're starting fires.
No, they're not. Those are cooktops.
Do you think that the fires in LA is like someone starting them?
It's got to be.
It's got to be.
I guess he's homeless.
That's what they say, that people, they think it's homeless people. They're
it's crackheads fucking each other over needles in the woods and be like, oh, shit, my crack pipe.
Mm-hmm. So maybe I need better access to crack pipes.
Yeah, good crack pipes, not just glass roses. So
I would imagine they're burning it down intentionally.
Yeah.
If you're homeless and you hate, I mean, why wouldn't you hate society? They did it to you, right?
Yeah, they did
It's everybody else's fault. And you're schizophrenic. And burning stuff's cool.
And you stink.
And all you need is a lighter.
That's true.
And you got a lot of them.
You got tons of them.
Because you got a three-legged dog.
And you have no more crack, so you're like, what else am I going to do?
Yeah, you got to light something.
I like how they're blaming on, like, forest. Everybody's like, it's just forestry management.
Yeah, just like it has been for the past 100 years. Like, it wasn't in the heyday of Hollywood.
There's too many separate ones going on.
Yeah. The new one in Hollywood's a little strange.
Yeah. They thought that it might hit the store, the Comedy Store.
It's going, you know where it's at? It's at Franklin Street.
Just
where UCB
out.
Was.
The fire's really?
Yeah,
like,
it's just hanging out.
Is it still going
on? What are we going to get next?
Yeah, I'm going to fuck a struggling actress.
Damn.
Like the bird.
And you're dead.
Is that all like, burned right there?
It's going.
Holy shit.
They're
it's
evacuating.
Pretty, it's like pretty bad.
Like they're evacuating areas that we've been to.
Wait, are those people playing basketball?
Yeah, they're hooping.
No, they're not.
You gotta hoop like, in the streets like, and you gotta play ball when you
fires.
Ain't got nothing going on at all.
They played with that basketball that's on fire from NBA Jam.
You got a pan of hot chicken grease. What you gonna do? You gonna throw it in the dry brush and make it scooby-dee-doo.
You actually would make, I think, a decent living in the rap game.
I do that a lot when I'm driving through the hood.
You do that a lot.
Ain't got no chicken grease. No, they ain't got. That's when I used to carry cans of glass jars of chicken grease and throw them out the window. In the hood, they ain't got no chicken grease. No, no, you got to throw a jar full of bacon grease in the hood because you don't want to put it down your drain.
Oh, it's bad for your drain.
But I stopped littering, though. I did that a few years ago.
Really?
And I encourage other people not to litter. I don't
I'm actively littering, though.
Don't litter.
You're littering in here, though. Everything's on the floor.
Well, this is my
domain. This is collection.
This is collection. Every piece that you see, this is heritage right
has
here.
Has been carefully curated.
Yeah.
eBay memorabilia.
Wow.
When the show's over, this is going to sell.
Let me. Am I allowed to touch
you
it?
Can.
Wow.
Just don't damage it, please.
I'm going to try my best not to.
That's authentic right there. That's an authentic VGA cable right there. Amazing stuff. Oh, nice Range Rover.
New body Range Rovers burned?
Nice.
Damn. New HSC on the market. You know what's really funny? The first car where they showed that bulldozer that was like moving cars, the first car in the row is a Mercedes EQS, which is the unsellable electric Mercedes. Mm-hmm. And if I owned one of those and I was upside down in a car,
I would just park it.
Oh my God, my fire. Like,
I would just drive it right to fucking fire.
Yeah. Oh shit, my upside. You're upside down.
Like you're 50 miles away from where you live.
Yeah. I'm like, whoa, am I? I got lost.
I was lost in the fire.
Yeah, that car right there, that white car, is the most unsellable. They're $125,000. I sold the first one in the country. Yeah, I used to work at Mercedes. That car is unsellable. A Hyundai Genesis, also unsellable. Yeah, you can't get rid of those. If those things are sitting on your lot in a Mercedes dealership, you'll suck someone's dick to buy that thing if you're the general manager.
So people abandoned their cars, and then they had to bulldoze the cars for the firemen to get to the fire.
I like how they have special red bulldozers.
They should be able to just go right over the cars.
It's a fireproof bulldozer right there.
Yeah, this guy doesn't know how to operate. Just
That's
go straight.
An Israeli bulldozer like, we've that never they
had
flew
to,
in.
We've never had to do this.
They use those to take out Palestinian homes.
Just grind them down.
Mm-hmm.
With the stone dust, the body mush makes it all kind of a nice little aggregate that smooths very smooth.
They could just flatten it down and make new road out of the cars. It's recycling.
It's like a drift track. The kids love it.
Help the environment.
Wow, that's where it's going right now?
Yeah, that's a sign.
You see that interview where they're talking to the mayor and she's just silent the whole time?
Oh, yeah.
Wild.
Everyone's like, this can't be, they're like, this can't be real. I'm like, I think it is.
Yeah.
What a dipshit.
And what is she going to say? She should just be like, oops, guys.
Yeah, what are you going to say?
That's what you fucking get, man.
Did you see her reading the paper? She's like this. We are terrible. Sorry. Like, you don't even know how to apologize or like feel a show remorse.
I think you could just be like, hey, man, I really fucked up. And then what else are you going to say?
Nothing.
Like, I fucked up. I'm just going to resign and go back to Africa.
Because
that's where she was holidaying.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Did you know that?
No.
She was in Ghana.
Did you
what
see her?
What was she doing there?
Being black? I don't know.
Ghana?
Ooga booga.
Stealing money, obviously. Who is this?
I'm very disappointed.
Banging on some bongos or something? The mayor of Los Angeles. When this fire started popping off, she was in Africa.
Can you imagine?
On vacation.
That'd be like being caught in like, that'd be like this. I'm in Thailand. What's up?
Yeah.
Karen, that can't be a last
Karen
name.
Karen Bass.
Yeah, that's like one of those hidden names. Yeah, her getting railed. This is one of the most fun things ever.
Response to that?
What a fucking retard.
Do you owe citizens an apology for being absent while their homes were burning? Do you regret cutting the fire department budget by millions of dollars, Madam Mayor?
Nice.
This girl's like giving her nasty eyes.
Yeah, she did a good job.
Nothing to say to the citizens today. Elon Musk says that you're utterly incompetent. Are you considering your position?
Hell yeah, let's go, man.
I wish we could hear like her pants shitting or something like that. Like just fuck.
Or just loud gulping sounds.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, she needs her ass beat.
No apology for them.
Yeah, she should have her ass beat. That was an Irish guy. He'd be getting lumped up right now.
If I was her, I'd be scared I was going to get shot.
Yeah. What part of the airport is this? Sorry.
The part you hide in?
Yeah.
When you're in.
What a goof.
Yeah.
She should be like, no more questions.
Goddamn.
No more questions,
please. I have pants full of shit now. Wow. Man. What a goober. Who elected this fucking retard?
I mean, I guess LA.
And gays.
Yeah, right. The gays in L.A.?
The gays and the trans.
They're sweating now. They're sweating now.
I'm sure the whites also.
And the whites.
Lost their lives. Kids
this fucking guy,
lost
man.
Their schools.
What's he on, a green screen set? What's he doing?
Churches burned down. This guy wanted to politicize it. I have a lot of thoughts, and I know what I want to say.
Is this freak going to go away?
I stood next to a president of the United States of America today. And I was proud to be with Joe Biden. And he had the backs of every single person.
Did you see there was a guy, a billionaire, on Twitter that was like, hey, is there any like private firemen that I could hire to save my house?
Really?
Yeah. And I guess, and then people were like, fuck this guy. And then I was like, he's like rich. Like if he wants, and he wants to pay, why can't he pay? And then that guy like now had to scrub his fucking account.
Really?
Yeah, he's a billionaire. It's like, yeah, I'm willing to pay more money than what they're paying. So why can't I hire you guys?
Damn.
Can you?
That's a bold move, going to Twitter asking for private firemen.
Why not?
Yeah.
Nice.
Private firemen were like, totally I'm waiting for this call.
That's funny,
that's
though.
That's fat.
That's funny.
But honestly, like, think about, imagine private firemen.
Yeah.
Like,
why not? They're just waiting at home
for
a call.
They're even lazier than regular firemen.
Hello?
Yeah.
See?
I will be there in 5 minutes.
No problem. Oh, yeah, you want the water? Yeah, huh?
He's like a pool filling company that has like a pool truck.
And he's like, oh, yeah, I got a lot of water. Yeah, come up there now. Damn. I'm on my way.
Why can't he ask that?
I don't get it.
It's a capitalist city. I don't know.
It's just funny. It's very
cyberpunk. It's funny, but also it's like good for him.
Yeah.
But people are mad. They're like, fuck this guy. It's like, why? He has all this money. Mm. He goes, I don't know.
No, I'm with you. You know what? I don't know. Why are they not leaning on their insurance company? The insurance company has been awfully fucking quiet.
So a bunch of the insurance companies
stopped
they
insuring.
They dropped what? Fire on a lot, on like 70,000 people or something, like a month or two before. Like a month before.
This is 9/11 then. This is Building 7 shit.
When did Los Angeles insurance companies cancel?
Then why the fuck are we paying home insurance?
Fire protection.
You know what I mean? Like, if my house is burning, I always say this joke. I've been saying this joke for 10 years. My wife and I would grab our kids a bag full of shit, and I'd be like, oh, my God, my pile of Rolexes just burned. Why do I have a contents policy of $1 million?
When did they do this here?
Wasn't it a couple months ago or a month ago?
Can you scroll up and see the date on the article?
You're in good hands with all
this. This is from 30 minutes ago.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh. Looks like there's going to be some more CEOs getting oozied.
Says
that's
July.
Nasty stuff, though, man.
July. State
July.
Farm,
okay, yeah.
July.
I mean, I think that might just be valid. I think they just saw the
risk,
how fucked up California is, and decided to cut it. I don't think that doesn't necessarily smack of conspiracy.
I know, but like, if that is part of having insurance, though.
Yeah, I agree.
No, if you were an insurance company in last year, would you want to cover LA for fire?
If someone paid me for it, I would.
It's like, if that's what you need it for.
If these Pacific Palisades, this is not a house under $1 million here. Let's be totally. Mm-hmm. Pacific Palisades is only expensive. There's no.
Damn.
They could afford it. They do it in Florida.
Fucking nuts.
They fucking hold.
But if you knew it was going to. No. If you're an insurance company, you're looking at this, you see all these crackheads roaming around, and it's dry, it's hot. They've had fires for years. They've had like drought issues for years.
I'd have a product that's so expensive you couldn't believe it, but I'd make them, I'd charge it.
What's the point of having insurance, and if you're not going to have
but
be covered for that?
That's the same. That's essentially the same thing as not covering it. If you're charging people $250,000 or whatever, if you know it's going to happen, you'd have to charge so much money that it would be prohibitively expensive to buy it.
If your house is $4 million, it's not going to be $4 million. It'd be like, say, your average homeowner insurance is about $3,000 a year. Let's just say that for a Pacific Palisades $2.5 million house.
Yeah,
that's probably cheap.
Nah, it's probably
really?
It's $1,000 a year out here.
What does fire insurance cost here?
A grand. Yeah, roughly.
If you knew it was going to be a sure thing that in the next 5 years,
$11,000,
there's going to be some catastrophic fire event, you'd have to charge
$11,000.
No, you'd have to charge like close to the value of the house.
No,
over an 11-year period.
No, because they.
But if no one's going to insure your house for fire, then it's like, I'm going to sell this house and go somewhere else. Like, that's
crazy.
But they
didn't move. Florida, they did that just now with the hurricanes.
No, but what I'm saying is, if you knew that there's going to be an event. Say, just for the sake of argument, say within a year, that's going to wipe out $10 billion of value. You would have to charge $10 billion over a year.
Yeah.
So that's not $11,000. That's like.
Well, no, you could.
What if you live like by a radiation plant and everyone's getting cancer, and then all of a sudden this insurance company's like, hey, we're going to drop cancer treatment? It's kind of like similar where you're like, I think this is going to happen, so we're going to drop it. But
they did this
it.
In South Florida after the hurricanes. It's happening right now.
Yeah.
And it was a big story.
Yeah.
The hurricanes came in, wiped out Fort Myers. You cannot get insurance on your house in Fort Myers. So people are like, yo, fuck this. My grandma's down there, you know, sucking cock or whatever the fuck she's doing.
Good
I don't know.
Her.
Yeah, right. So that now there's people like, oh, I don't want to live down there if I fucking. So it's like you basically run the risk as a retiree or whatever, a snowbird moving down there. And you're like, oh, I have no fucking insurance on my place. It is a problem. But there is a policy to do it. But it does make the cost.
It
sways it. But the fucking cost of the house goes way down. So now you can score a condo.
For way cheaper.
Just, you know, 300 or it used to be 900.
Mm-hmm.
But people did it. And then the nerds or the fraidy cats. Knock on wood. Stayed and paid. And they did issue a policy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So there's got to be a number.
They could have made money.
But I'm just saying the number right. is if you know for certain that you're going to see a $10 billion loss within a year, the cost of the policy would have to be at least $10 billion total over a year.
Yeah, usually there's some conjunction with fire protection and the insurance companies. Like I say, the firemen work for the insurance companies.
Uh-huh.
Like I said, forever.
But it's also interesting that they dropped, she took all this money out of the budget, and then they also were like, hey, we're going to, like, I wonder if that had something to do with it, too.
The insurance companies, they know what's going on with the firemen being laid off, right?
Like they
so do you think that's part of it, where they're like, hey, if they're taking all this money out of the budget for firemen.
Yeah, that type of information's at the forefront of their.
No story about it, though.
Yeah.
No media coverage whatsoever. I know about the Fort Myers thing. Some people know about that stuff, but South Florida non-coverage. Not a fucking peep. You know what I mean?
For
the whole time. Time to. And then Allstate. Who's that guy that was in
the commercials?
The drumming moving? Whiplash?
Oh, yeah.
So that guy's going to get his ass kicked at a bar right now. The guy that's like, at State Farm, we got to run. That guy's lumped up at a restaurant right now.
He should.
What's that guy's name? That guy right there. J.K. Simmons should get fuck that guy up. Someone kicked his fucking spine right now.
Vivek Ramaswamy saying we need more movies like Whiplash. What a fucking ass.
Did he?
Yeah, in the tweet that the mask off tweet that people were talking about with Vivek, which now nobody's talking about this because
really?
Of the. Yes. He said that we need more tiger moms, more kids learning violin and piano, studying all day, and they can't have sleepovers. You can't have a fun child. This is the argument for bringing in more Indians, is that Americans are too soft because they have good childhoods. And we need less sleepovers, less games being played.
I don't know.
Less movies like Pinocchio or whatever, less Disney movies, more movies like Whiplash.
Yeah.
That's his solution.
Oh, my God.
I hope he does my show. I can't wait to see if that happens.
Someone J.K. Simmons up, though, please.
He had all that training from Oz, though. All his training. Do you watch Oz? It's just him raping everyone.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, then they were like, State Farm was like.
we're going to fuck people for sure.
Yeah. Like, hey, you think you were fucking people in prison on TV, bro? Come over here. This
You're
is the insurance
fuck
business.
People's lives up.
Yeah. Wow, this is.
And Nick does not mean fuck him up in real life. He just means.
I'm not calling to action. I'm just
figuratively on Twitter.
Trevor,
stand by.
I'm just saying, keep your eyes on him. Look at him.
Is that tobacco stuff?
It's nicotine.
No. Okay. I'm going to watch you do it, though.
Okay.
What do you like? What's your favorite? Your pot? Not pot.
Do you do drugs?
No.
Are you a fellow addict, dude?
I'm an addict of everything, yeah. I don't drink. I don't eat sugar anymore.
Really?
You don't?
Mm-hmm.
You can tell, though. You have good skin.
I think I have good skin?
Yeah, you don't look like...
I'm breaking out a bit. I'm getting...
How old are you?
46.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you don't look 46. And you.
I don't think sugar's bad for you. I think sugar's probably good for you.
Mm. You think it's great. It's good when you have cancer. It's really good to have lots of sugar.
Is it?
It feeds your cancer. Oh. So your cancer gets stronger. It depends what you want in life.
I want to fight harder battles. So I take on the sugar.
I wish I could pull my cancer out and then set it on to J.K. Simmons.
Give it a talking to.
This is very mean.
I don't like...
He was a Nazi on Oz, though.
He's a bad guy, see?
No, I think he said he was a good... I think he said he was a bad guy.
He was the best rapist, though.
He was good at it?
Mm-hmm.
He was very studied in his on-screen...
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Look at that.
Bum, 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 bum. But what
tough guy.
Why don't I know the State Farm thing?
Get that off the screen.
We're so ingrained with like jingles that
I can only think of the world through the lens of advertising.
Where's the limo?
Are you going to break into a Kit Kat? Bring me a piece.
Limu, emu.
I need a Snickers. I just candy.
Hungry? Why?
I don't even know the marketing. I just am addicted to it subconsciously. The candy.
You're getting insurance for things you don't even have.
You're talking about? You said that? I want Twizzlers.
You're calling. You're like, hi, insurance? Not. Oh, VIN number? Yeah, 1J375. That's fucking. But no addiction. No. You don't do any.
No, I don't drink. I don't do any drugs. Every time I do pot, I just have a bad experience.
Good for you. How long have you not drank for?
I mean, I did have one glass of wine, but like I used to drink a lot when I was younger.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
It's cool.
Good for you. But not like long time, no booze?
I haven't had booze. I mean, like drinking hardcore like that in a while. But good, yeah, I used to drink a lot, but I just like drive, and I should definitely not have been drunk. When you're drunk, you always think you really are a good driver.
Yeah.
You're like, I got a hold of this.
You are. I saw some of your footage when you were driving drunk. You're a pretty good driver.
Damn.
You have an Audi, right? No, you were.
I wish.
What kind of car do you have?
A Nissan Rogue.
Really?
Oh my God.
We got to sell that right away.
I got to sell it?
You're making enough money now. We're going to get you a new car.
No, I want it. I want a Rogue. I love it.
No.
I refuse to sell it.
Really? How long have you had it?
Because I've hit 5 people in it.
Okay.
So I want the number to keep going. No, I have not hit anyone.
It's a death machine.
I just like it.
Really?
I like it. What should I get?
You're making bread now. You can get
something. I'm not making a lot of money.
How much money do you make? How much money do you have?
Right now?
Yeah.
Not a lot.
How much?
$150,000 easy.
You're rich.
In one account.
In one account?
You're
rich. What do you guys think my career is?
You're one of those
richies. I have 44,000 followers on Instagram.
You're pretty popular. I got a lot of phone calls about getting you on here.
If each one of them gave you, if each one of them gave you a dollar a day, you'd have $44,000 a day.
I know, but they're not giving me anything.
You got to monetize.
How do I do that?
Sell
OnlyFans.
OnlyFans? I'm too old for OnlyFans.
Nah, everybody wants to see.
Everyone wants to see what? I would do. I would do. No. How many times could you see an asshole?
Feet, asshole, pussy. No. You know the rule about the funny thing about OnlyFans is you'd show it once. 44,000 people would buy it for $5. You'd make $260,000.
And then that's
and then they'd cancel and you'd make it once.
But that's not that bad to do it one time.
Yeah, for $250,000, it's pretty humiliating.
Is this camera rolling, Chris?
I would walk on stuff with my feet. That I would have no problem. I always thought it'd be cool to like walk.
Market for that.
Yeah, if I could walk on avocados. I like the way avocados feel.
Yeah.
If anyone wants to pay me money for that, I'll walk on avocados.
I feel like we just opened a door in a closet on a kink, and we're like, I like avocados. Like,
or chopped meat. I would walk on mostly anything for money.
Chopped meat?
Yeah, I feel like that. I remember one time being with like my ex-boyfriend, and we were like in a sex store so many years ago, and we saw like a woman that was walking on. That was like a thing, yeah.
It was like a gothy chick. It had to be like a gothy horror thing.
I don't know. I don't even think you saw her face. You were just seeing her feet, and she was walking. A foot fetish is weird to me.
It's strange.
But lots of guys have it.
Yeah.
It's not for you, yeah.
No, that's fucking, it's just
strange. We've lost Sam.
Sorry.
Foot fetish.
He's looking up women walking on
my OnlyFans balance.
It's women just walking on eggshells.
Yeah, you got to get rid of the Rogue, though. That's like a cardinal sin car. Oh,
Rogues are bad.
What do you guys have?
I got a 2001 Dodge Ram.
American cars don't last.
It's from 2001. It's a 24-year-old truck.
Sounds shitty.
You got a nice car.
It's
Sammy's
awesome.
Sammy's got a lot of nice cars.
The Dodge
How
Ram.
How much money do you have?
Dodge Ram is probably the best one.
No.
The Dodge Ram is probably.
It's probably the most reliable out of all.
Let me tell you, man. That's the most fun one to drive.
Well, really? I had a Ford Tempo back in the day. It did not last.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. The steering wheel fell off while I was driving.
Did you have a four-door?
Yes.
Was it maroon?
The inside was maroon. The outside was black.
Wow. My dad worked at a dealership when I was a kid, and he sold Ford Tempos.
The worst car.
It's a piece of shit. Yeah, it was
driving it. The steering wheel literally fell on my lap, and I had to just like pick it up.
Oh,
and
the whole column?
Yes. It didn't like detach, but it fell.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Well, black with a red was a good color combo.
And had like that fake leather, this pleather inside.
Leather, yeah.
Just stick to the seats.
Fake leather can be good sometimes.
Yeah. Vegan leather, you call it in the car biz.
Vegan leather.
That's how you lie to people.
I like that spin.
It's vegan leather. That's funny.
What kind of car should I get? What do you guys want me to get?
I'll give you a Benz.
I don't want a Benz.
No?
In the Bronx?
Not you? Ah, yeah, you're right.
Everyone's going to just fucking
hit it. Nissan Rogue for the Bronx, yeah.
Yeah. You just fucking
hit into it.
Yeah.
You can just, how long have you had it?
5 years.
Okay, yeah. Just run that thing into the wheel. But when you need a new car, please call me. I just did this
you
for-
You sell cars?
I'm a third generation car salesman.
I used to sell cars too.
Did you
sell Hondas?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So did Shane Gillis.
I did it for like 2-3 months.
Sam?
I sold cars, yeah.
You sold Hondas?
Toyotas.
Toyotas.
Next to a Honda dealership, though.
Wait, what Honda? Like, what was the name of it?
What do you mean? Which kind of Honda?
Which dealership?
Oh, it doesn't even exist anymore. Somewhere in central, and like...
Einstein Brothers Honda.
White Plains or something?
White Plains Honda.
I hated the job, and I realized I hated it very quickly. And then I started going on the people who came, and I was like, hey, I'm on your side. I hate these fucking people.
That's a great way to sell.
Yeah.
I can't believe you didn't stick with it, because I feel like you have the temperament for it.
I'd buy a car from you.
I do have the temperament. The problem is I was young and all the old people there were like, didn't want to let you get any sales. Yeah. So like you start fighting with these old people over shit you don't care about.
Yeah.
And then you're like, I'm out.
They were treating like a pet.
Kinda. Yeah. They were, I was just in my 20s. They were like 50 and 60.
Yeah.
And they were just like upset if you sold a car.
And you were like fun Puerto Rican chick that was selling, started to make money.
A little bit of money. And then I quit.
3 months?
The old guys at car dealerships are fucking...
They're the fucking worst.
The worst people in the
Honda's
world.
Honda's a pit, too, typically.
You couldn't really make that much money, either.
No, I went to a Honda dealership once to look at something. I forgot what it was, but I was surprised at how shitty it was.
Yeah, I know, because Honda's like a good brand, Toyota's good, but they set cars, them up to be pits.
The dealership that I went to, it was like a nice... It was like a near Boston one, too. Mm. And it was just like a shit show. Like, they... Assembly line style. Like, the place was packed with... minorities, and they sit you down and they make you wait for like 40 minutes to talk to. It was crazy.
Yeah,
but I've not been impressed with Honda dealerships.
No, they're notorious. Did you sell a lot of cars?
Couple.
7 a month?
No, because the first month you're there, they make you do training and they tell you they're gonna pay you and then they don't.
Yeah.
So we did, and they were like, they would just do a lot of stuff where they're like, hey, go learn about the car. So you're just sitting in the car doing nothing.
What
it was
year
a fucking
was this?
Waste of time.
2001.
I think it was around there.
So you sound like V6 Accords was the piece.
Pilots.
Pilots. So it was past 04 then. Pilot came out in 04, I think.
Maybe. Yeah, so maybe it was 2005 or something. No, 2003.
Yeah. 03, yeah. I think that's the first year of the Pilot. That's cool.
I think I graduated and I sold it for a little bit.
That's, yeah, I went to school in Staten Island. College in Staten Island.
What's the college in Staten Island?
Wagner College is a fucking pit.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. I used to go to the city sometimes and I realized how fucking shitty this is.
Where did Trump go? Wharton or Wagner?
He went to the Wharton School of Business from Penn, UPenn.
Wharton School. Can you look up where did Trump go to school?
It's a Ivy League, UPenn, Wharton. Someone else went, a lot of people went to Wharton.
Wharton.
Joe Biden went
to. Oh, he went to Wharton.
Oh, he went to Fordham for undergrad. Wow.
Mm. That's where I went.
You went to Fordham?
Mm-hmm.
That's big.
I went with me and Trump.
So you're tight with Trump. We used to date. You're tight with him.
We used to date.
Okay. Yeah.
Can you get us a meeting?
I'll try.
Okay.
You guys were in the dorms together.
Let me just text him.
You used to like walk over in your sweatpants, your Fordham sweatpants in the dorm. He'd bring condoms.
And then I would steal his sweatshirts.
Yeah, he'd wear them all baggy. Mm-hmm. Like your
I was
arms.
Like, I'm wearing my boyfriend's sweatshirt. I love it.
In the sleeves.
The sleeves are like, so big. Yeah. Like this. I'm like, oh my God.
You should say that on stage that you used to date Trump.
Okay.
You went to Fordham, so did Trump.
What do you think will happen? People be excited?
And don't even make a joke about it. Just say that it was like dope.
That it was dope that I dated
Trump. That it was like a great experience.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll like say that I'm actually the mother of one of his kids.
Well, don't turn it into a joke. Just try to lie to people. I do this thing where I say that me and when we do stand-up, I say, okay, this next part's not a joke. Me and Nick, when we went to this bodybuilding convention to try to do a video, like a funny bodybuilding video, and it was like this whole auditorium full of like booths, like supplement booths and stuff. And Jocko Willink, we heard from like 3 other bodybuilders that he was trying to like on the low somewhere to pay bodybuilders 15 grand to fuck his daughter.
Wow. And how's the crowd respond?
They absorb the information. Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's like when I used to tell people that when Hogan Knows Best was on, I used to tell him because he was such a creep with his daughter. I would tell him that Hulk Hogan does his daughter's underwear laundry for free and doesn't tell anybody about it for no reason.
That's pretty funny.
And I never told him I just used to do that for
fun. I think you told me that.
Yeah.
I thought that was real.
Oh, no. No, that's totally
fake.
Yeah. I've been saying that for 20 years.
So funny.
Dude, I've been thinking. For 15 years that Hulk Hogan did his daughter's underwear laundry.
Hey, Brooke, I got your whites done, honey. Nick, you do your own laundry, but Brooke, I washed your miniskirt.
Oh, my God.
That's so funny.
Because he was a creep. He always was.
He was very creepy.
I was like, just picked up, like, what the fuck is
remember
that?
Remember when he produced that song for her and it
with
was so
Scott
bad?
With Scott
Storch? It was so bad.
Yeah.
Oh, the Hulkster.
Poor Scott Storch.
You have now completed the first hour of a Perfect Guy Live podcast. Full access to all episodes and more, visit mde.tv.